This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-8304. And Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Penelope, P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, date of birth May 15th of 1946. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Arnold with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and lithium nephropathy. Her last visit was March 6th of this year. Unfortunately, after her visit, she did have a myocardial infarction and then a cardiac catheterization with stent placement. Now she's in cardiac rehabilitation and she's doing very well, feeling quite well. And she has lost 30 pounds over the last year. She's feeling very well, and actually she's quite happy that she's lost the weight, but it has stabilized also. Her weight was 166 pounds at her last visit in March. Currently she has, and she's also had shoulder surgery since her last visit, and she's done physical therapy, and that has healed well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She's on three new medications since her last visit: amlodipine 5 milligram daily, carvedilol 6.5 milligram twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram once a day, in addition to all routine medications. Physical examination, weight 170 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cough 110 over 64, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies, these were done after her cardiac catheterization, August 16th, 2023. Creatinine was higher than previous. The highest level we had previously was in July of 2022, 1.77. Now it's 1.85. Estimated GFR is 28. Albumin 4, calcium 9.1, sodium 143. Potassium slightly higher than usual, 5.4. Carbon dioxide 24. Phosphorus 3.8. Magnesium is low at 1.5, and she does take magnesium orally. Hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease currently. Most likely that's secondary to the cardiac catheterization and the contrast agent that's used and that's required. For the necessary procedure with for stent placement. Hopefully that will adjust and return to baseline within a month or two. 2, hypertension is currently well controlled. 3, lithium nephropathy. We'd like the patient to have monthly lab studies done for now due to the increased creatinine level that was recently found. And she should follow a low-salt diet. She will avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.